This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump calls it a common-sense compromise, but Democrats are labeling his proposal to end the government shutdown a non-starter. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Republican Senator James Lankford, who sits on the Homeland Security Committee, thinks the Senate should open debate on the proposal.
The president's put a reasonable compromise on the table. Everyone knew if we're going to go through this process, we're going to end up compromising on multiple different areas to be able to resolve it. But the core elements are there that we all strongly believe about. That is, how do you secure the actual border?
To the Democrat side and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
It's outrageous, and he's just playing politics, and this is a bad deal. It does not do the things that would move this country forward in a productive way.
Both Gillibrand and Lankford were on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Turkey is ready to take over security in the Kurdish-controlled Syrian city of Manbij. That's according to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan's office says the president spoke to U.S. President Donald Trump by telephone Sunday, days after an Islamic State attack in the city killed 19 people, including three U.S. service members and an American military contractor. Erdogan told Mr. Trump the attack was a provocation aimed at defecting his decision to pull U.S. forces out of Syria. The White House did not specifically mention Erdogan's comments about Manbij, other than saying the two presidents agreed. An influential United States senator, who is considered to be a close ally to President Trump, is casting doubts on reports that half of the United States troops in Afghanistan would be withdrawn soon. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham Sunday in Islamabad said he's had no evidence that there's been a number like that at all. He doesn't believe that report's accurate. Graham reiterated the war in Afghanistan needs a political solution and suggested a meeting sooner than later between President Donald Trump and Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan. This is VOA News. An al-Qaeda affiliate is claiming responsibility for Sunday's attack on a UN peacekeeping camp in northern Mali, killing 10 blue helmets from Chad and wounding 25 others. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the attack and called it a possible war crime. His spokesman said Guterres sends his heartfelt condolences to the government and the victims' families. He paid tribute to the dedication and courage of the men and women serving at great personal risk and sacrifice. Guterres described Sunday's attack as complex. Gunmen pulled up in several armed vehicles and ambushed the peacekeeping camp. UN forces repelled the terrorists, but not before 10 peacekeepers died and 25 were wounded. The number of assailants killed is unknown. Heads of UN and international aid agencies are using the World Economic Forum's influential platform to present humanitarian and human rights issues on behalf of millions of people caught in the conflicts, poverty, and natural disasters around the world. The forum began its annual week-long meeting in Davos. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Economic Forum is best known for the many high-powered government and business leaders who make the annual pilgrimage to Davos to acquire lucrative deals and shape geopolitical events. But the annual event also presents a robust humanitarian agenda. This year, the Forum, World Bank, and International Committee of the Red Cross will launch a humanitarian investing initiative. The aim is to seek new solutions for protracted humanitarian crises by moving from short-term to long-term funding to support fragile communities. United Nations aid agencies will feature prominently during the week-long meeting.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA News. Protests turned violent Sunday between Greek demonstrators and police as tens of thousands of people converged on Athens to oppose a name change deal with Macedonia. Greece has long protested the name Macedonia adopted by its northern neighbor after it split from Yugoslavia. Greeks say Macedonia's new name, the Republic of North Macedonia, represents an attempt to appropriate Greek identity and cultural heritage. The New England Patriots are headed to their third straight Super Bowl once more, thanks to Tom Brady's brilliance. The five-time NFL champion guided the Patriots 75 yards after winning the overtime coin toss and backup Rex Burkhead's two-yard TD lifted New England past Kansas City 37-31 for the AFC Championship Sunday night. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.